The Utah Jazz get 2 wins in 48 hours over a very good basketball team. It's impressive. In fact, it's what a good team does. Ron and I will talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast tonight is brought to you by The Score, 6200 South, and The Score is not on the board anymore, which was in my head, and I was like trying to figure out where I was going to get it, but The Store is at 6200 South and 20th East. Stop by to get all your local feel with all the great local merchants and the wonderful community feel. By the way, one thing I love about The Store, Ron, is that the high school kids always take the elderly people's bags out to their car. Do they do? Oh, no, they don't do it for you.
No, okay. Not for me, no.
When you've won 9 of 10, you can make jokes like that and not get your ass. Oops.
They offer, but, you know.
Okay. All right. The final score tonight was, in fact, 125 to 111. Big picture to me, Ron, this is a good, like, okay, Minnesota shorthanded. It had a huge impact that they didn't have Teague and they didn't have Jones and they didn't have Rose. But this is just what a good team's supposed to do. Like, you said to me, do we get this one tonight? And I was like, yes, they're missing 3-point guards. We're a good team. Even though it's on the road, you have to come get this game, and that's exactly what they did.
Well, they absolutely. How do they win basketball games against the Minnesota Timberwolves? It was obvious of what they've been able to do very well in the two ball games to shoot the 3-point shot. You mentioned that they give up the three. The Jazz took advantage of that, and they took 79 three-point shots in two ball games and shot a great percentage. More importantly, I think, in that fourth quarter, they repaid – the Minnesota Timberwolves from that third quarter three-point barrage that they had, where the Jazz went 7 of 11 for 64%.
So I don't know how to phrase this, but the Jazz won the game by staying in the game in the third quarter. Minnesota hit 9 of 10 from 3 at one point. They were absolutely on fire. And then the Jazz didn't lose. Like, they could have lost the game. Then by not losing the game then, I guess that's the way to phrase it. They didn't lose the game then. They won it in the fourth. And they really ran away. The game was over pretty quickly into the fourth quarter.
Well, the key in any ball game, regardless of who you're playing, is when you're on the road, is to make sure you stay in the ball game. Give yourself a chance to win the basketball game in the fourth. With your star players, with your coach making decisions, just give yourself a chance. So that means staying in the ball game. And fortunately, the Jazz didn't give up the lead until, what, the fourth quarter after – I think Minnesota led by 1 or 2 points there in the first quarter.
So we have a bunch of kids behind us, a bunch of high school kids are all behind us having a great time, and I'm about to cheap shot them. Are you ready? Hey, guys, like in the playoffs, you're going to be rooting for us?
Yeah!
I mean, you need somebody, right?
Yeah!
Okay, just wondering. All right, so we got a bunch of Jazz fans that are going to be rooting for us in the playoffs now.
Oh, no,
since
Timberwolves, go Timberwolves.
No, I said in the playoffs.
You're
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the show.
It took them a while to get
now,
that.
Now the show will be completely dislodged, I'm sure, but that's all right. Carl Anthony Towns is just incredible. And I asked you during the game, like, what is success? I asked Mike Wells at halftime. I'm not sure the answer. Maybe success is he only takes 10 shots.
You know, but he shoots such a great percentage. And some guys are dual threats, he's a triple threat. I mean, he can shoot threes. He has a two-point game, plays with his back to the basket, can get to the hole. I mean, he just has all the tools. How good is he? I consider him one of the best in the league.
I mean, and he can get better. The question is whether or not they are going to find a coach that can bring more out of him than Tom Thibodeau did, that Sam Mitchell did before that, and now Ryan Saunders is trying. Maybe Ryan Saunders is the coach. I don't know. But they see if they can find that. From a Jazz standpoint, while the stars of Minnesota were all they had left, the Jazz do it with balance tonight. They have 7 different players in double figures. Donovan was dominating again on the offensive end with 29 points after a very poor first half. I think he was 2 of 11 at halftime. Finished the game 10 of 22. So that's an 8 of 11 second half for Donovan. Did he change anything in particular?
Well, I just think now he's starting to get more aggressive in the second half. I don't know why this has become a pattern for him, that he's just so much better offensively, or maybe not better, just seems to take it on himself to play a little more aggressive in the second half. But, you know, it has become a pattern, and he's picked things up. But it shows that he is now a star in this league. I mean, you have to pay a lot of attention to him.
And the other thing that's happening is he's going to the free throw line a lot. He had 5 free throws in the first half. He had 5 in the second half. He had another night with 10 free throws. That changes everything. He is on fire. It's changed in Detroit. He started that second half. Quinn took him out of the game. Quinn lambasted him. Quinn won't say what he said. But basically, Quinn's point of view was go back there, think about who you are, and when you're ready to come back and be you, come back in the game. And he has been him since that moment, averaging 30 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, coming in tonight shooting 45% from the field and 42% from three, and going the line a ton. He has just been bona fide now for 12 games in a row.
You think about some of the other stars in the league that score in high numbers and how often they're getting to the free throw line. You know, James Harden, 7-8 times, sometimes 10. You know, all of those guys get to the free throw line because they know how to draw fouls and when they drive into the basket. And the key here is once you get those foul, it's making the free throws. So it's big. I think it's huge. I know that was something that was discussed at the beginning of the year about his ability to get to the free throw, not trying to shoot over guys all the time, but learning how to draw fouls and being in control of the bump. Or when you get hit, you're still under control and get a chance for a three-point play out of it.
What you're pointing out, Ron, is what he has been able to do. Let's see if I can find this. Nope. Next blind guess. What he's been able to do at the rim is what's really changed who he is recently. And at the rim recently, he has been shooting in this stretch 62% at the rim. And part of that, while he doesn't shoot that floater well, is he's picking his spots better. And so he goes to the rim now when he has it. In the first half of the season, it felt like he just went to the rim regardless and, you know, and got and was getting blocked and things of that sort. Now it seems though he's picking his spots of when he gets the rim. And, frankly, those mid-range shots are probably opening up more driving lanes for him.
Well, absolutely. I noticed that as well. Sometimes he gets right about that 7-8 foot range. And it's more of a little shot. It's not the push shot that they're teaching a lot of these players to shoot. Tony Parker is probably one of the best in the league at taking that shot. It's more of a little shot, little runner, but it's more of a shot, not a push shot. And he's shooting a very high percentage with that. Then when he gets a chance to get all the way to the rim, then he does do that. And that's where those free throws are coming into play.
Six games to the All-Star break. The next one's Wednesday in Portland, and we're home for a Friday, Saturday. That will be really interesting to see how it all plays out. And then with the Phoenix-Houston game on Saturday particularly, and then I believe the Phoenix Spurs and Warriors before the break. See if the Jazz can keep it rolling. Jazz have won 9 of 10 and are still sitting tied for 6th in the Western Conference. Have a great night. Be safe.